Hello everyone and welcome to episode 13 of Funky Baz and Face. On the back of our most listened episode, episode 12 with Josh Bray, pretty excited to record our next one and still thinking about that Josh Bray episode, boys. That was fantastic. Baz, welcome. Face, welcome.
Oh, it's great to be here. I've got a tummy full of Golden Boy, which was just a delicious meal.
Best restaurant in Adelaide.
Probably need to clarify that, but no, what a great...
I think you do, actually.
a great night with the folks tonight, boys. Episode 13, welcome.
We are sitting in our car, and our brothers and sisters can't really picture this, but we're sitting in our car. We've got our parents crammed in the back. We're all one big, cosy, happy family. I think Mum's in the child seat. This is going to be a real warm and fuzzy night tonight. I can just feel like there's going to be a lot of good to-ing and fro-ing here, boys.
You probably need to introduce our special guest tonight, Funky. Seen me sitting either side of you in the back car.
Wouldn't they be proud of thinking that we are sitting here recording this podcast in the middle of a week? Haven't we come a long way?
We have.
Makes it surprising. Welcome to Funky Baz and Face.
Thank you, guys.
They created us.
Yeah. Thank you very much,
guys.
So
we've asked, it can only go up,
can't it?
That's right. Well, absolutely. It's great to have them here. We asked Bryzy's sporting career, but we probably
don't have that long.
No. And Magsy's sporting career, how'd we go with that?
That was very ordinary.
Yeah.
And I think I've gone from the driver's seat to now I'm in the kid's seat. So it's
that's enough out of you.
You just sit there in the background. So last week's episode, Josh Bray, the Murrabit legend.
Awesome.
Chat. People from Murrabit were all amongst us. We had 100 listens or downloads for last week.
Yes.
So very, very popular.
Well done
for
to Joshy. Our brothers and sisters.
Bray gave some great stories. And hopefully we've got a few Murrabit listeners listening to us this week.
Yep.
Excited about this week's show, boys. I'm looking forward to it. Some new followers. So I've got the great Brendan and Legsy Tahini. I spoke to BT during the week. Loves the podcast, boys.
Yes.
Legsy Tahini, when he's driving all around Eyre Peninsula for his sample role, he listens to Funky Baz and Face.
One of the great weddings we went to was Legsy's wedding back in the day. Loved that wedding. His young fella is actually gun...
Cameron Tahini. So he's playing over at Ross Trevor at the moment. He's come in from Cleve, the Cleve Bombers, where some good players have played at Cleve.
and some bad ones
and some overweight ones. So he's over at Ross Trevor at the moment.
When's his draft year? Next year?
He's a year or two away. So, looking at... coming into a very, very nice career, actually. He's got a scholarship at the AIS, so he's got a nice career ahead of him. Looking forward to seeing...
Tom's back with Legs and Big BT back in the day.
Very good. Very good. Good cricketers as well. The Tahini boys, we've got bumped into Kane Somerville, who we talked about last week, on the flight to Melbourne. Sitting down there, he walked past the aisle, we went, Funky Baz and Face! he quite liked a bit of our content. He liked a bit of Kane Corns content as well, so he wanted to talk about that. And George Caligiris, who's a dad from my daughter's school, he had a listen. He said, you guys are not too bad. that was pretty
good.
Welcome,
George.
You pronounce that name very well, too.
Yeah, I think it was wrong.
Get that. The others, we've got a couple off Twitter, boys. Nathan Henry, obviously, good mate of Josh, who tuned in last week. Baz, you got a good story?
Story about Nathan Henry. Okay, so picture this, right? You're down by 5 points in a grand final. He's playing for the Murrabit Blues, all right? Some other guy on their team gets a free kick 45 metres out with about 20 seconds to go. He goes down with an injury. Big Nate Henry takes the free kick. He's a big boy. 55 metres out, goes bang! Straight through the goal, siren goes, they win the grand final by a point. Is that one of the most stories?
That's the sort of followers we want.
We should almost get Nate Henry on to talk about that story. It is one of the great stories ever in Murrabit history.
It goes back to a Would You Rather from about episode 8 of Would You Rather have a shot outside.
And then
or
the
something.
Guy that went down just got up and started celebrating. But one of the great stories is Nate Henry kicking that from 55 out and the Murrabit faithful went nuts. Yeah, fantastic.
I like it.
One other follower, Baz, or actually two for you, Jamie Nancaro and Wayne from Cornet.
Yes, yeah, James' cousin, cousin-in-law or some...
On some the James sort of relative.
Side. Yeah.
Yep.
He loves his Port Power, loves his basketball, loves his cycling, but most of all, he loves Funky Bazin Face, which is great. So he's on board. And Wayne Hately, he's silly enough to employ me for the last 12 years. Grey hair man, but...
St Kilda supporter too, so...
Yeah, unlucky, unlucky. Yeah. But he loves the Audi seats at Adelaide Oval, and he's on board as well.
So we've got a couple of other boys. Todd Davey, who featured in our Tweet of the Week segment last week regarding his North Melbourne offer and Goddard, a four-year, $1.5 million contract. And actually, he features again later this in this episode 13. So he's in very good Twitter form. Over on Facebook, we've got a bit of love on Facebook actually this week. Vicky Wellgrave, now she is actually a staunch Port supporter. So we have she works at my work, travels to the games, part of the cheer squad. A brilliant lady, Vicky, and actually, Funky, she was involved with the Ross Waite event that you to with Dad a couple of weeks ago. So she's an advocate against domestic violence in her volunteering and speaking role. So a very good person, Vicky. Mudguts, Jared Payne, he was on board this week.
Jeez, old Muddy, back in the day, the 90s.
Didn't even think Muddy would have a smartphone.
What did he famously say? Why would you go to the Grand Canyon? Just a hole in the ground.
Yes, yeah, he did say that. I was worried you were going to say something else.
with Josh Bray's interview last night, I think with our 100 views, 100 listeners, the Bray clan got on board. So yes. Josh listened to himself, and Dusty Lavery got on board and listened to our podcast.
Dust, look forward to seeing you, Dust.
Ryan Filsell, boys, Couchy, former BDFC and Flinders Park footballer. And yes. Basically, he's a bodybuilder, boys. He's a massive human. He liked a bit of our content last week. And a special shout-out to the Norris boys, Pistol Pete and Jimmy.
He's Pistol's all over us.
And Jimmy Norris, 83. They never let us down with Twitter and Facebook comments.
Good work, boys.
During the week. So shout-out to the brothers. I've got a challenge for them, though. They brother-in-law to Jimmy, Darren Stansbury, former Lobie and BDFC player. Maybe technologically shy, needs to get in on our weekly segment. So to the Norris boys, get on out there.
Darren Stansbury, right? He went from Lobethal to Barossa. He played 2 years at Barossa Districts. We did not win a game in that 2 years, and then he left, and then we won 6 premierships. Like, can you imagine coming to a club?
That's like me, please.
He did not win a game in 2 years at Barossa Districts. That is unbelievable. And then he left and all that happened. So
ripping fella, and maybe he was the common denominator.
Well, big Dazza Stansbury. Yeah. Come on, mate.
Now, last week we talked about infiltrating the Bendigo Bank boys through the Ghetto Blaster, but neglectfully forgot to mention the Ghetto Blaster's wife, Kiralee Geddes. So after some discussion about her admission on Facebook during the week, not only did she say she's an avid listener, and she thinks, Baz, that you and I sound very familiar on the podcast, and so maybe we need to work on our voices in reflection, she completely burnt me about shopping with the family in Audi. So yes. Your Baz's bake on my shopping habits has extended out into the public. So I mentioned to her that listening to Funky Baz and Face podcast was like shopping at Audi, and she replied, I don't think driving to visit family is the same as a family Audi trip, but I do know we've never been to the supermarket together. So completely smashed me there, so thanks for that.
Very good, Face. Well done. We've got some big... Have you got some more?
No, that's it, mate.
That's good. Got some big segments tonight. Now, Baz's bake, spoilt for choice this week. I think he is just warming up for a massive one this week. Tweet of the week. I'm going to start with Would You Rather. It's going to have a finals theme. So I'm going to come up with some Would You Rathers. Tell me what you think. Would you rather back Collingwood to beat West Coast, or Hawthorn to beat Richmond?
Easily Conan to beat West Coast. They're a big chance, I reckon, Conan to beat West Coast. I don't think Kennedy's fit, is he? He's just come back in.
Kennedy, darling.
Collingwood's a good side. They won over there last week. Yeah, I reckon they're a big chance. And what do you think?
Or Optus Stadium, it's... do they call it the House of Pain anymore? I don't know, but it's... still a tough road trip to go over there and to back up, but they got that week's break, so they're a big chance. I really rate Hawthorn. I think they're a big chance to make the upset
of
the round.
Can you imagine
if
Richmond. Hawks win the flag this year?
Yeah, being
Clarkson would be some sort of Sir what's his first name?
Alistair.
Sir Alistair.
And it would, the cop-out that you would have heard from us from about episode one or two about the rebuild would be officially over. There'd be no such thing as a rebuild. They talked about all the top 30 picks that Hawthorn haven't had for the last 10 years.
Amazing.
Richmond, Are they right for the picking? They've won about 21 in a row at the MCG. They're closest to their loss.
I agree. This has got 08 written all over it.
Yeah.
Geelong beat that, you know, were certainties to win, and Hawthorn come up with a fat Stuart Jew and knocked them over on the grand final day. I reckon they are ripe. I totally agree with that. Yeah. I think maybe they're a bit ahead of themselves, telling gags at half time.
Yeah, I
think they're ripe for the picking this year.
Yeah. Could be two fascinating games. So I'm not sure which one to go, which is why I sent it over to you boys. Now, two teams that missed the eight this year. Would you rather have Port's list leading into next year or the Western Bulldogs?
Brozzy?
He wasn't listening. he tuned out 10 minutes ago.
I think I nodded off then, sorry.
Where are my boys?
Port or Western Bulldogs to make the eight next year?
I think I'd still go Port.
Yeah, I'd say Western Bulldogs. I reckon they're on the way back.
Yeah, I don't mind that one. Yeah, I don't mind that one. I reckon Port have got some soul searching to do. I think the Western Bulldogs. Would you rather have Geelong's list leading into next year or Essendon?
Essendon, for me.
Essendon are up and about, aren't they?
I agree.
There's talk about them getting a few recruits. Mm. I think they've had a great end of the year. But I think you can be fooled by that sometimes. But it's soft games. There's no pressure on you. Mm. Sometimes, without the pressure, teams play better. So I mean, might stay with the Cats for a couple more years. They've got an awesome midfield still. I think they might be getting that guy from Dalhouse from Bulldogs.
Mm.
Yeah.
We got one in from Fada. Fada, who's a new follower that we talked about a couple of weeks ago. So I love getting content. Would you rather be on the bench for the whole game of a grand final, play the last 5 minutes and win, or would you rather kick 6 goals in a grand final, be best on ground and lose?
It is a great would you rather.
It's a great
would you
rather.
And I'll tell you why, and I won't mention names here, but in some of the Brosser premierships early on, no, not you, Fos.
Oh.
There's a couple guys there.
He never kicked 6 goals.
Certainly came from the bench, though. Don't worry about that.
No, there's a couple guys that didn't play a lot of game time, and it probably didn't mean as much to them, like in terms of the reunions and stuff. It's a tight one. I reckon you still want the win.
You still go the medal.
You want the win.
Yeah.
Can I say? I think you have to play the game to celebrate the win.
Yeah, well, that's a good call, Maxie. That's a good call.
Because you've told me that.
Yeah, you have to have some input. You feel like you need to have some.
If you go into that losers party, you go up feeling pretty confident, don't you?
I kicked 6, I did the best I could, boys, and you let me down.
It's a great would you rather, so well done, Fada. Last one, would you rather be the best looking person in the room or the smartest?
There's no doubt with this one. You go for the best looking. Without a doubt.
Is that personal experience?
Well, yes it is. Yeah, no,
I may not be the smartest, right?
No, you have to be the best looking. I mean, like, smartest, what are you going to do? Talk about algebra?
The smartest always looks the best looking after a while anyway.
Jeez, what, who, Cameron Link?
That's exactly my point.
Interesting, Mark. Brains over beauty, mate. I don't know. We've probably got a couple of examples.
What do you think, mate?
I think I'm going to go brains. You never know how many. Part of thinking about it is you never know how many people in the room. So if you've got 2 people in the room, or 3 people, or 100, or 1,000, so...
Depends how dumb you are.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep.
I'm going to go with...
Look at Ross Christie. Best looking person. Probably not the smartest, but best looking.
He does all right.
That's my would you rathers for this week, boys.
Thanks, mate.
Now, Baz's bake.
Nah. Righto, boys. This hurts me, this one. Like, this hurts me.
You're not happy?
No, I'm not happy, boys. I'm not happy. And I'll tell you why, right? I love my Adelaide Crows. I'm born out of the 10 SNFL clubs. My dad was, Sturt trainer. Mum took me to the Nord 84 Grand Final. I love my SNFL and therefore my Adelaide Crows. I love them. I had Crows 92 on my number plates back in the day. But I'm going to have to bake them. I'm sorry. I'm going to have to bake them, okay? Now, the reason why I have to bake them, boys, is just how can you have McGovern, Lever, Cameron, Dangerfield, Gunston, Tippett, Bock, Davis. It's just ridiculous how many players we've lost. And unless you admit that there's a problem, you cannot face it. Okay? If you've got a pokey addiction, unless you can, that was just by chance. Unless you can admit it, well, then you don't know there's a problem. And I don't think the Crows admit that they've got a problem there. We cannot lose that many players and still be a competitive team. There is something rotten at the club, and I think the silence is deafening from our leaders. Fagan and Rob Chapman have given zilch this week, and I wonder what their motive is for staying silent. Yesterday we had two more assistant coaches that left. Josh Franco and Tate Kayser left. But for a club with 97,000 members, we need face. We need and we demand to know what the hell was going on in our club. Why are our players leaving? Why is the media presence so poor? Why do players choose rivals over us? Motlop, Rockcliffe, which probably...
Polak
did it as well. Frio, West Coast, Port. They don't lose players. You know, I'm not sure what's going on there, but we talk about what a great club it is and we get 50,000 supporters there and why wouldn't you want to play there? But I don't know, this doesn't add up to me. And I just want to know why players are leaving. And I think when the media asks the players, they're going, oh, we don't know, you know, I'm not sure, he's a great guy. But it doesn't seem to add up to me. Funky, what's your thoughts, mate?
It's been such a fascinating content this week, all about the Crows, isn't it? About why they're leaving. The silence this week has been pretty remarkable. I actually compare the silence. I think Kane Corns came up with a great point. He compared Port and the Crows, which is an easy comparison to make. And SA footy, Port were all over the media and the Crows were very silent. I actually read another tweet this week saying that anyone that puts Bock in that list of people who have left is like, you know, is like, he's been retired for 5 years, so we don't put Bock in that list.
Yeah.
The other thing with the Crows is they, this year, have retained some outstanding footballers. So Sloane, Douglas and Seedsman and Lynch are four absolute guns. If more than one of them or less, I'd say it would have been a horrendous year for the Crows. They're the ones that you had to retain. When it becomes someone like McGovern who walks out, then you bring in the names of Tate Kayser. If Tate Kayser left by himself, no one would have talked about it at all. So I think we have retained some absolute guns. I think the Mitch McGovern thing tells more about McGovern than it does about the Crows. He signed a 3-year deal 12 months ago. 3 months later, he wants out. So
why though? Don't know why.
But there's always the stories that he was tossing up before he signed, and then he signed before the final series. We all know that he did his hamstring, didn't play finals, didn't play in the grand final. So it clearly had nothing to do with the camp even before that, because all his doubts were coming prior to that. I am a bit concerned about the direction. I thought that under Walsh we were changing that stigma about the footy club and becoming an authentic footy club. I'm really concerned about this ignorance towards the supporters that our administration is doing at the moment is pushing it back in our face.
Why don't they leave from Geelong? Why don't they leave from Collingwood? They don't. The good players don't leave from there. I think there's something that has to be uncovered or admitted to that there's an issue.
I think it's going to go on for a fair while, but I think the other thing that sort of comes out from the Crows is that if you've got a contract, you can leave your contract. So Charlie Cameron's left his contract, Josh Franco's left his contract, Mitch McGovern's left his contract. So if I'm Rory Sloane and if I've got a 5-year contract in front of me, Evan Lynch, and if I'm hedging my bets in a couple of years, I know the Crows are going to release me. I saw from, I think it was Brisbane this week, that there was
Dane Beams.
He's definitely going back to Victoria. He's got 2 years left. Brisbane Footy Club came out and said he's staying his contract. He's a contracted player. So I think it needs a firm...
He'll probably end up going, but that's the hard line.
Yeah, that's right.
It's a lot like the Gibbs trade.
Yeah,
earlier.
So I would really like to see that at the Footy Club. And some transparency as well.
The one thing they talked about is the review of the footy club and whether it's going to be internal or an external stakeholder review, essentially. Fagan's come out prior to this week and backed his personnel before the review even happens. So how transparent is it actually going to be, and how crucial is those conversations going to be when he's already said, I back the people that are there? That's my concern.
Very good.
Good bait, Baz. Good bait.
Thank you, mate.
And that would have hurt you to bait
your
own. It
did hurt me, mate. I'll probably struggle to sleep tonight, but it's all right.
Now, you got part two?
I do have part two. And I thought after the All-Australian team, we laud our stars and stuff. We say all the good blokes. But on the opposite side to that, there's also the ship blokes. All right? There's also the team of wankers. So what I thought I'd do is give you the All-Australian team of... Wankers. Okay, so we start on the forward line, and top wanker and bloke that you wouldn't really like to have a beer with, Stephen Milne, forward pocket. Good pick. Happy with that?
Happy with that.
Congratulations, okay. Milne.
Full forward, ultimate wanker. Like, this is a terrible bloke. Warwick Kappa.
No, he's a great bloke.
Oh, you like him?
He's a great bloke.
Oh, really?
He's a great bloke.
What, tell you how good he is?
He's a great bloke.
Oh. You couldn't stand a minute in the room with Warwick
Kappa. No, but I think he's a genuine good bloke.
If you, this is how I pick a wanker or a good bloke. Could you have a beer with him? That's what how I pick it. Hayden Ballantyne.
He plays a Freo, probably not.
Yeah.
Okay. Next bloke, half forward flank, is Jake Stringer.
Yeah.
Happy with that?
Yep. Happy with that.
Centre half forward, probably a bit biased here, Charlie Dixon. Just always angry. Wants to belt you. Harley Bennell, probably not a great bloke.
Yeah.
Yeah. Centre line, Jason Akermanis. Okay, anyone that tells the opposition that their teammate's ribs are broken before grand final,
yeah.
Not a great bloke. Yeah.
He qualifies.
In the centre, Daniel Chick.
Yep.
Probably not a great bloke, doesn't go to reunions. There's some other stuff going on there, which Funky Baz and Face need legal advice on.
Yep.
Toby Green on the other wing, probably a good player, but maybe not a great bloke. Halfback flake, one of the worst blokes going around, Harry O. Harry O. Lumbumbo. A couple of clubs. Not in a great form there. Sitting half back, Nathan Bock. Issues there with some paraphernalia. And
Here's one that you said that you didn't want to lose from your footy club. But
anyway, yeah.
He could go.
Half back flake, pretzel man, Brendan Goddard.
Yeah. Pretzel?
Yeah, knocked over the pretzels in the change rooms. Yeah, he wouldn't like that. Yeah. A bit of waste.
Yeah.
Full back line, Will Minson.
Yeah, he qualifies.
Terrible Absolutely. Bloke. Terrible bloke.
He could be first ruck.
Yeah, terrible bloke. Full back, Brian Lake.
He's a funny guy. He's a funny guy. Used to be called Brian Harris.
He did.
And former Woodville West Torrens junior.
He's on Survivor at the moment, Brian Lake.
Very good. And the worst 10 push-ups I've ever seen. Absolutely horrendous.
Carlisle from St Kilda.
Yeah.
First name?
Jake.
Thank you. And then... In the ruck, we have, Joel Selwood. Sorry, boys, I just don't like that. The shrugging just does my head in.
Yeah,
I don't like it. He's probably a good bloke off the field, but on the field, I just...
He gets a mention in the toys.
Now, on the bench, we've got Gary Ablett. Don't like him, boys,
sorry. Oh, you've gone again.
Chad Corns.
Oh, even your mum's disappointed when you that one, mate.
Tommy Hawkins. Sorry, boys.
Oh, what was that, Tommy Hawkins?
No, I don't like him.
I agree 100%.
Thank you, boys. Kane Corns. The Corns have doubled up there.
100%. Yeah, he should be.
I should have Gray in there, too.
He should be in the middle.
Lawrence Angwin. Lawrence Angwin, you steal money from your teammates in the change rooms.
You got Nicole Corns in there as
well. Coach Chris or Brad Scott, you take your pick.
Angry boys.
And umpire is Razor Ray.
Yeah.
And what else we got? The sports scientist, Stephen Dank.
Yeah, that's good. Face, can we print out that on... We'll tweet that out this week. There was missing a ruckman, so obviously ruckman...
we need a ruckman.
Maybe our brothers and sisters can submit their ruckman nomination into our wankers team.
Yep,
very wankers. Good. That was all right, Baz. Well done, mate. What do you got, Face?
So, Face's tweet of the week today, boys. First of all, shout out to Radelaide Rob, who got onto the start of Rowie and Bix program 5AA tonight through one of his tweets, even... Bix himself, the pride of two-time, got on Twitter and responded to Radelaide Robs. Good on you, Radelaide Robs. Clearly, your Twitter profile is expanding as we speak. Contender one, all around the Ticker Tech fiasco this week. So Titus O'Reilly's had an absolute...
Field day,
thank you, with that. So the first tweet, he's got a couple here. AFL Shores fans at all corporates and sponsors have secured finals tickets. Ticker Tech once again surprised people... actually want to purchase tickets. Ticker Tech offer apology, which you can print out at home for
$8.50. That was gold.
And this is a bit of a picture tweet, but with the picture of a Commodore 64 sitting in the background, he said, a look inside Ticker Tech's operations centre, which they are working hard to fix things.
Very nice. Very
Contender
nice.
Number two comes from the Geelong Advertiser. It reported earlier in the week that Joel Selwood, the Ducker himself, got engaged on the weekend. They were saying, what a weekend for Selwood. He got engaged and he's leading his team into the finals. Miss Clooney, who is Hot Pies 4, said, are you sure Selwood got engaged? I think he just stuck down and these misses thought he was proposing.
So, very good.
Quite good.
Yeah,
I like that.
That's
good
very
one.
Good. Yeah. Contender number three, I'm going all the way to Green Bay Packerland in America, boys. 34-year-old Aaron Rodgers, who's the quarterback for the Green Bay Packers, agreeing to a 4-year extension on his contract worth more than $183 million. So he shatters all the records for the highest earning deal in American footy. As a result, they will pay him an equivalent of $400,000 per day, $400,000 per day for the next 200 days of his contract. And that's just the start. Amazing money. No funny things. That's just a stat about cash.
The great Daryl Hicks from the Central District Football Club had a story every day about the Green Bay Packers and Vince Lombardi to be the absolute coach. I think some of the Central's boys would absolutely love everything about Vince Lombardi. Daryl Hicks used to have a saying, "Tomorrow, boys, you're going to come up and you hear Vince Lombardi time," which meant you had to be 15 minutes early before you actually got there as part of the routine. Green Bay Packers, the smallest team to beat everybody.
Loved his cold showers too.
Loved his cold showers.
If you've got 10 seconds, tell us a little bit about his cold showers. He would on purposely every day have cold shower, and why? Because it made him, if he could do that, he could do anything. I always think of that when I put my warm shower on, that I should toughen up and have a cold shower. It's one of the great ways to motivate yourself for a day.
Do you remember the Jerry Maguire movie in that, the mentor, Dickie Fox, who was the guy behind the decks? Daryl Hicks is the Dickie Fox.
He is.
He's got all the sayings.
I wake up and clap my hands.
And I get up and say, "Today is going to be a great day." So Daryl Hicks is that sort of man.
Great stories. He'd be great to have on the Funky Bears and Face.
He'd be very, very good.
Because he's very positive.
He is.
In relation to McGovern being the next crow to leave the crow's nest, the contender number four comes from Ben Page. He gave a Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom reference this week when one of the lords holds up the beating heart of one of his slaves. He's placed into the fiery pit, and Ben Page tweeted out the crow's seasonal sacrifice that the footy gods have commenced. And he tweeted out McGovern, Lever, Cameron, Dangerfield, Gunston, Tippett, Davis have all gone. So very, very good. Thank you, Benny. Contender number five, you've got my winner there, Funky, in the back there somewhere, mate, on your notes. Contender number five comes from the Crows and Carlton game on Saturday night from Mark Ryan. Now, his Twitter handle is @BeautifulBogan. I'm not sure there's a bigger... I'm not sure what Beautiful Bogan actually works in the real world, but he goes, "With the amount of players Adelaide and Carlton have traded over the last few years, this game is more of an internal trial than anything else," and really that scoreline probably reflected that. Faces, tweet of the week.
I'm looking forward to this one. This should be good.
Tweet of the week actually comes from Todd Davey, who was a contender last year, boys, last week. He's won this week. He says, "Five things more reliable than Ticketek's website. Five things more reliable. Number one, Port Adelaide with a lead late in the game against West Coast.
Very good.
Number two, Mitch McGovern's moustache.
Yes.
Number three, Collingwood's fitness staff," and probably put Adelaide in that as well.
Yeah.
"Number four, Carlton's recruiting department." And number five, five things more reliable than Ticketek's website, Joe Danaher in front of the big sticks. Thanks Todd J. Davey, you win at the Faces Tweet of the Week.
What do you get for that first?
Do you think Todd Davey was motivated, the fact that he was runner-up for Funky Baz and Face?
He was.
One of our
very prevalent, Todd, during the week, I've noticed, and so he enjoyed his mention.
Thought about it really clearly. He thought, "I want to be number one."
He wants to be number one. Well, congratulations, you have.
Thanks, boys.
Boys in the car.
It's been good.
It's getting misty and foggy and very...
Possums around us and bats and...
warm in here. Mum and Dad have had a... I think they've...
They're still awake.
Semi-enjoyed it. I've been poking Bryce every couple of minutes to make sure he's awake.
Good night, though. Good night, though, boys. And, we look forward to the finals coming up. We've got some interviews coming up.
We've got Patrick Keane coming up to preview the Amateur League finals and also talk about the Sample finals coming up as well. So looking forward to that.
Very good. All right. Thanks, Face.
Thanks for catching up, boys.
Well done, boys.
Well done.
Great effort.
See you, guys.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.